Welcome to Beyond the Wish, where we delve into the power of wishes and the wishmakers who make it all possible. I'm your host, Sloan, and with me today is Ariel, our Senior Wish Creation Manager. This is part three of our four-part series on the wish journey. If you have not listened to part one and two, we recommend that you listen to these episodes in order, so feel free to jump back, listen to those, and rejoin us once you've gotten through the referral and the discovery steps of the wish journey. If you would like to learn more about how you can make wishes come true, please visit our website at wish.org/Illinois. Thank you for joining us today. Would you be able to start by walking us through your role and who's on your team?
Of course. Thanks for having me. My team is the Create Side of Wishes, and so we do all the logistical planning of the wish. Once it's been determined what the wish is, who's going, what paperwork and medical clearances are needed, it then comes over to my team to execute those and bring it to life. My team has four travel coordinators and one local coordinator, and they're divvied up by portfolio types and destinations. So within those, the coordinators are Maddie, who does our domestic wishes, our Disneyland wishes, international wishes, and celebrity. Then you've got our two Disney World coordinators are Andrew and Peggy. And then we have Bree, who does our Hawaii, Alani, and cruise wishes. And then last, our local is Patsy, and she does anything that takes place in the state of Illinois.
Awesome. So there are a whole host of people who are making these wishes Definitely. Come true. It takes a lot of power to take a wish concept and turn it into an actual wish experience. So can you walk us through the creation process and what your team does once a wish is handed over from the discovery team, what your team takes care of?
Yes. So our team really comes in once all of those pieces have been finalized by the discovery team, and they do a thing we called a travel logistics guide call with a family where they fill out all the information that could be needed and necessary to plan the wish all the way through. Talks about medical needs, dates, availability, things like that for the family. So that way the travel team can run with that information and execute accordingly. And then similar things for the local wish too. They do different types of guides and so forth because they're more nuanced. But it's really getting in contact with the family and the volunteers to set expectations and start going with the planning. From there, we're securing dates, working with our vendors, whether it be hotel partners, airlines, so forth, and putting together all of the budgets that are necessary and associated with them, doing all of the bookings from there, and then finalizing all the pieces into an itinerary, a wish day celebration form and stuff like that, and then getting the kids on their wishes out the door or delivering some of the gifts and stuff, depending on what the wish type is, and then seeing it through the time they come back or their wish has been granted.
So touching on wish types, can you break down kind of the most popular wishes that your team is creating?
Yes. So our most popular is Disney World. We have a wonderful relationship at Give Kids the World who hosts most of our families, and they get to meet all the other wish granting organization families who are over there at the same time. That's about 40% of our wishes. Second biggest for travel is Hawaii. And then in the local space, sprees, gaming equipment, and so forth are most popular in that area.
And with those wishes, what does Make-A-Wish take care of? Like, for a family, what can they expect to have to take care of on their own versus mm-hmm. what your team and Make-A-Wish takes care of?
Yeah, so travel, how it's executed and what it looks like and stuff varies, but it always comes down to we will take care of your transportation to get you to the wish and get you home, your accommodations, some type of experience that relates to the essence of the wish, and it varies based on what they're looking at, where the destination is, and who our partners are. And then also some per diem funds on a spending card, so that way meals are taken care of, gas money, and any transportation needs that are needed in that destination. And then local, it really just depends on what the wish is, the dynamic, the essence, and the prioritization list of what's going on.
So like for a room redo, what kind of things would your team take care of?
Yeah, so it really depends on what the scope of the room is. And so if you're looking at a bedroom redo, we try and capture the essence of it. What are they looking for? And what are the prioritized items? And so is the most important thing an upgraded big girl bed? Or is it a movie theater vibe and wanting it dark and moody? That's kind of how we run with it, to find items that match what they're looking for. But it just depends on what they want to know which ones we can execute. But we can definitely find ways to match what they are looking for and get it over to them.
And then does Make-A-Wish take care of like assembly and decorating everything?
Yes. And we love to get our volunteers who are also on that wish involved in the assembling, as well as some staff members come out, and community members are also welcome to join. So that way it takes off less of the work of the family. And then we can do a big reveal at the end that the child can come back to and see the makeover that was done.
Can you walk us through kind of what a wish child can expect when going through the create phase? Yeah. What parts they get brought in on to decide, how your team decides if certain elements should be a surprise?
Yeah. So for a travel wish, we really want to understand what type of experience they're looking for, because it's really their wish. It's something that the family gets to attend and be a part of and see that magic come to life. But we want to make sure the things that they're doing and where they're staying and the experience really goes back to what the child's essence is. And so if a child has very specific ideas, we will listen to them, have them be in those conversations and share that back to us. And then it's really up to the family how much they want us to share in advance to just the parents or the child, because there are some special moments that are nicer to be a surprise, but we want to make sure that they know that they have a say in what they're doing and that we are bringing elements that they ask for into it. And then for local wishes, it's all hands on deck if they want it to be. They have a seat at the table to make sure that if it is a room redo, that they have say in what is going in there. Showing examples and idea boards is always super helpful. And then the elements of surprise are the things that they may not be expecting. Maybe we were able to get a donated pillow that is their favorite color and have that on wish reveal day, sitting on their bed waiting for them. Or somebody was able to get a donated pizza or celebration for them. Those are just extra pieces to the wish that maybe they weren't expecting that just bring an enhanced experience to them too. But if they want to be at that table, we definitely welcome them.
Because there are, we've seen a lot of wishes with kids who have very creative and specific ideas.
Yes.
So your team takes all of that and makes it a reality.
Yes. All of the behind the scenes work is in our hands to make it a reality.
Yeah. I think specifically about a couple of the like superhero wishes that we've done. Kids who've wished to be superheroes. And that is something that is very specific to each wish child. Yes. And it brings in a lot of community as well. Can you share how we can get communities involved, especially with local wishes?
Yes. So we always would love the community to be a part of the magic that we bring as well. There's different ways that we could utilize them for local wishes. Being able to contribute in the setup of the room redo items or the superhero wishes, making the costumes at a local university that does a lot of theater programs we've utilized before. And so getting the community of those universities involved, the celebrations and doing the reveals, bringing them in to really bring extra pieces in that the logistics team doesn't necessarily have the connections to, whether it be an ice cream party to show them their new trailer or pool. And so really utilizing them in those spaces, but then also getting items donated and utilizing our stores to donate items for us or give us discounts. So bringing in those corporations and businesses too is another great way to bring in community and give back to a Wish without even having to necessarily be there either.
And also people donating their skills.
Yes.
Recently worked with a carpenters union who came out and helped build a playhouse. So if people have these skills or talents or maybe a connection at a local store or business, how can they go about from kind of recognizing what they can contribute and being part of a Wish?
Yeah. Anybody who feels like their resources would be greatly utilized by our team, definitely reach out to us. I think that's a great standing way for us to know you're out there because we're always looking for unique resources. We also have a community engagements team who's located around the state who searches out those unions and different organizations that want to be a part of it. That's how we found the school that was able to do the theater program for us and get us those costumes. So they could do that. They could go to the website and shoot us an email. Lots of different ways, but we could always use unique skills to grant these more unique wishes.
So if you have a specialty in something, it may not come about immediately, but it's always something that we have locked away for when your very specific talents and connections come up for wishes.
Yes.
Because eventually they will.
Yes. I can guarantee that.
And you touched on it briefly earlier, the for travel wishes specifically, like who is going with, but can you kind of break down who all is involved in the Wish Day, whether kind of breaking it off into our two categories of the travel wishes versus like local wishes, who is part of a wish?
So every wish, travel or local, it's always going to be parent guardians and the minors who live in the home and siblings who live in the home. And so that is always going to be a for sure thing. When it's travel, if it's a non-nuclear family, we can go a little bit outside of that and figure out who would be the best fit. But that's traditionally what we do move forward with. And then when it's local, it just depends on the wish type where maybe we could expand who's there because if it's taking place in their home or in the community, there's more opportunities for those people to be a part of that day and see it brought to life. But with travel, we have a little bit more limitations because we are sending them out of the state to a different destination.
Awesome. Thank you. Because I know that's a question that comes up quite a bit. I've had people ask, like, is it just like the wish kid and one parent going or who gets to participate and how kind of they decide who gets to participate?
Yeah. Really the most important people to the child, and it comes down to parent, guardian, and who's in the household. And then those extended people, while they're so important to that child, seeing if there's a way to include them or not just really depends on where they're going and what the wish is.
Perfect. All right. Can you share with us your favorite wish that you've worked on?
Yes. I have so many, and I'll say I love all travel wishes, but I'm not going to share one because this kid, I still have photos on my phone and I look back to all the time. During COVID, we had a wish child who wanted a Sesame Street staycation, and he wanted sensory-friendly activities to do in a space where just his family would be. And so we were able to work with our peers at the Intercontinental Hotel and got a suite for the weekend. and had their maintenance team take out all of the furniture in one room and brought in a company who does slumber parties for birthday parties and gatherings for little kids. And they went out of their way to get Sesame Street themed everything, bedding, pillows, balloons, decor, and set up a space for him and his siblings to have a slumber party for the weekend with then a lot of sensory friendly toys and games around. And so he was able to not go far, just down the street, but go to a totally new space that was made especially for him with his favorite theme. And then seeing the photos of him jumping on the bed with just pure joy, with the most cute background possible of Sesame Street things, was just something that stands out. And I look back to it all the time because it was so unique and so simple. But just the work that went behind it and see it come to life was really cool.
And that it clearly had a big impact on the Wish kiddo. Yes. With how much joy it brought to just have that Sesame Street sleepover.
It was so cool. If I could go back and do that myself, I would love it.
Yeah. I've seen kind of those slumber party setups. I mean, I can envision that.
Yeah.
How awesome that would be. And that the hotel was so, like, willing to go out of their way. Moving furniture is not easy, especially, like, big hotel furniture.
Yes, they did not need to do that, but they were removing desks and chairs and had a meeting with us to show them the footage we needed for these canopies and beds and stuff, and so they were willing to make it work for us, and we couldn't be more happy with it.
Yeah, so many incredible people who really hear what a child's wishes and goes out of their way to make it as special as they can for each wish kid. And
for
it's awesome to see from, I think, from my perspective, the wishes that I've been a part of and the wishes I've heard about of everything that goes into making it exactly how a child imagines.
Yes. I mean, we really couldn't do it just ourselves either. So we have amazing peers and partners and community members who really help bring it to life. And that is just what adds the extra pieces to make it all fit what the child's wishing for.
So we kind of went over this in the first episode with Stephanie of how Make-A-Wish America and all the other chapters are set up. Mm-hmm. So all of our chapters operate kind of independently. In a sense, they all serve their own regions, but sometimes that overlaps. We're talking about Disney World, which is obviously in Florida, and traveling to Hawaii, and often we have kids who want to do something in Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so we help plan those wishes a bit because we have the connections and knowledge here in Illinois. I say we, you, your team. Can you touch on the kind of wish assist aspect of wish creation?
Yes. So a lot of kids decide to come to Chicago mainly for sprees, Chicago type wishes, so seeing theater productions and going to the Field Museum and so forth. And so the chapter that is sending them to us works with us really closely to share what the child's vision is, what are the needs that they have, what medical needs and different resourcing that we need to execute it in the way that they need it to be. And so they then work with one of our team members, Katie, to share all that information. She does all of the bookings and itinerary creations for things that take place in the state of Illinois, and working with our vendors that are within our communities and putting together the wish from start to finish in that sense, and then welcomes the family to come here to do the same experience that they were hoping for. And then once they go back to their home chapter.
And we get to welcome them to to Illinois to experience their wish. And it's fun to meet new people from different areas and see what brings them to Chicago or any other part of Illinois. It's not always Chicago.
mainly Chicago. Yeah. And then another one I didn't think about was the Chicago sports teams are a huge one. And so not only do our Illinois families wish for Chicago sports teams, but it is something that a lot of other chapters are sending kids to do. And we own those relationships at a local level because they're taking place in our territory.
So we get to work closely with the sports teams.
Yeah. They're just well-known teams that people can't wait to come be a part of and experience what that could entail.
And we are obviously dealing with a lot of medically complex kids at Make-A-Wish. How does the CREATE team kind of factor in medical needs of the child and create the wish around that?
Yeah. So a lot of that is done in onboarding and discovery because we need the medical team's approval. But once it is approved by the medical team and they support the child moving forward with the wish type that they requested, that's where my team comes in to fully understand what's needed. If they are in a wheelchair, making sure if it's a travel wish, there's ADA accommodations. If they use oxygen and they are going on a flight, do they have a portable oxygen concentrator so they're not bringing the tanks, which are not allowed on planes? Making sure they have that from the start before they even go on the wish. So that way they're traveling safely. If there's nursing involved and they're approved to travel, making sure there's a nurse on the wish to replicate the same hours that they get at home. And so there's all different ways that we could get creative for the travel piece. And then some of the wishes at the local level, you may not need to even factor in some of the medical needs, depending on what the wish is. And sometimes they're asking for medical equipment and ways to go about having a more comfortable bed at home or a roll-in shower and stuff like that. And so depending on what is needed to execute those are ideas that we could look into and research to accommodate them at the local side.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is there anything else about the creation process that you find important for our wish families or volunteers or even people just curious about Make-A-Wish and how it all works to know?
I think it's just important to know that we are trying our best to execute the essence that the child wants. And so from day one of meeting the family, really understanding that piece and figuring out how to execute it in the way that we have the resourcing to do so is so important for us and the family. We're all the same team, and bringing that forward from start to finish is something we really prioritize, and just making sure that they feel really comfortable with us. And if we have questions or they have questions, we're always here to reach out to and make sure that they feel supported along the way.
Beautiful. Well, cool. Thank you for joining me today. Come along with us tomorrow for part four of this four-part episode. We will be chatting with Amy, who is our alumni manager, on the everlasting alumni phase of the Wish Journey. All four parts of this episode are ready up on our YouTube channel if you prefer to watch your podcasts. If you are inspired by what you heard today to become a wishmaker, you can visit wish.org/Illinois to learn how you can help make wishes come true for children in Illinois. Until next time.